This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is my joy to welcome you into this time of worship on this first Sunday of Advent as we begin the journey toward Bethlehem together. I'm happy to welcome those who are visiting with us this morning. I've had a chance to meet some folks who are with us for the first time. We're so glad that you're here and hope that you feel the Spirit of Christ in this place as we gather. I would invite everyone to take a moment to register your attendance. If you're here in the sanctuary, there are registration pads at the end of each row. If you'll pass those down and sign in. If you're visiting with us and perhaps looking for a place to call your church home, we invite you to share a mailing address, email, or phone number with us and let us reach out to you and share a little bit more about who we are. If you're worshiping online, there's a link you can put in your browser to register on the internet. It is the first Sunday of Advent, and we have all sorts of wonderful opportunities to worship, to serve, to gather throughout this season. I would encourage you to read your bulletin announcements carefully and mark your calendars for those things that draw your attention. Just a highlighting for today, out in Reed Hall today and for the next 3 Sundays of Advent, we will have our Advent Ministry Market. These are some of our mission and ministry partners that are offering things that we can purchase to buy for gifts and with extra meaning for this season. So I invite you to take a look around there. At noon, our college and graduate students are invited to gather for chat and chew, and that will be downstairs in McWhorter Hall today, the meal provided by our staff parish committee. At 4 o'clock this afternoon, we have our Advent Wreath Making Workshop, so you can make your own Advent wreath to take home and light a candle alongside the whole congregation as we bring and await Christ's light in the world. And then following that at 5:30 is our service of Taze worship that we invite you to come and participate in that service of contemplation and prayer. On Wednesday night, we'll gather for supper together at 5:30 in McWhorter Hall, celebrating the Feast of St. Nicholas. And we'll have a wonderful activity and learning around what that day is all about. We need you to RSVP, however, if you want to participate in the dinner portion of that. And then finally, Friday night is Parents' Night Out, and it's a great opportunity for parents to spend a little time together during this season, maybe do a little Christmas shopping, and enjoy time together. So those details are also in the bulletin. That's just this week, friends. There's lots more to come in the season ahead. Our accompaniment during this season of Advent is the voice of the prophet Isaiah. So let us open our hearts and minds in this hour of worship to hear from the prophet who points the way to the coming Messiah.
This first candle of our Advent wreath as a sign of Christ's hope coming into the world. Hear the words of the psalmist, Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who lead Joseph like a flock. You who are enthroned upon the cerebrum, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God. Let your face shine, that we may be saved. But your hand be upon the one at your right hand, the one whom you made strong for yourself. We will then never turn back from you. Give us life, and we will call on your name. Restore us, O Lord, God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved.
Thank you. please join me in the call to worship found in your bulletin. God, you did awesome deeds that we did not expect. You formed us with your own hands. You call us to pay attention and to worship you. We are all your people. The prophets of Advent continually remind us of this ultimate truth. God is love. Even when we turn our backs on God, God never stops loving us. Even when we choose to live in the darkness, God's light never stops shining. With this assurance of grace, let us make our confession before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. And now, O God, we offer to you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the
name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
Please join me for the prayer of illumination found in your bulletin. As your Holy Spirit spoke to the prophets of old, speak to us now through your word, that by listening to your voice, we too will make way for joy come into the world. A lesson from the New Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verses 1 through 9. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down, so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God besides you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I'd like to have a special moment with the children. So if you're here in the sanctuary and want to join me up front, we have to go all the way around to this side because it's communion and we close the rail there. And if you're worshiping from home, just get a little closer to your screens and we'll have a couple of minutes together. Come on up. So exciting. I hope as you walk up, you'll notice all the different things up front. We've got blue paraments now and blue stoles, which is what we wear during Advent. We've got our Advent wreath and all the greenery around the sanctuary getting ready for celebrating the birth of Jesus. Come on up. Oh my goodness, what a big group we have today. I'm so glad to see all of you. Welcome. Oh, that's a cool thing. All right. Well, you may be able to see I have this box, and there's something really special I want to show you in the box. But before we open it, we have to wait, okay? So we're going to sit still together and wait for 20 seconds, okay? Let's just wait. Ten. Wow, you all did a great job waiting. Waiting is hard, isn't it? It's hard to sit still. It's hard to wait. You have a book about waiting. Well, that's good because waiting is hard for us. It's hard for me. But now our time is up, so let me open this up and show you what's in my box. This is one of my favorite ornaments that we put on our tree. I have a pickle ornament. A pickle ornament. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a manger. And you know where I bought it? In Bethlehem. You know where Bethlehem is? It's where Jesus was born. Yeah. So this is a very simple wooden ornament that's all about Jesus being born. And in the season of Advent, that's what we're waiting for. We're waiting to celebrate the birth of Jesus, waiting to celebrate how God came into the world to show us how much God loves us through Jesus. But we have 4 weeks to wait. So we wait together, we wait and we pray and we look forward to the birth of Jesus. So let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you so much for the birth of Jesus. He came to show us how much you love us. In this season that we call Advent, we wait for just a few weeks to celebrate. And while we wait, we pray and we learn together, and we remember how much we need your love. So be with us as we wait. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds can go to Children's Church with Molly.
I got a mustache ornament.
You may know that our theme for Advent this year is the road to joy. And if that doesn't bring us joy, something's wrong with us. What a beautiful gathering and joyful spirits that bring us all joy. As I was doing some of my research and prayer and study for the sermon this morning, I came across a story that was told by Reverend Christopher Davis. He's the pastor of St. Paul's Baptist Church in Memphis, so not too far down the road. And he told the story about taking his young son shopping to a big toy store. I think it was Toys R Us, which tells you if the story's a little bit dated. But they went to Toys R Us, and what happened to them is something that may have happened to you. I know it happened to me as a child. They got separated. Dad was looking at some things in the aisle and paying attention to the prices and all that, and suddenly looked around and his son was nowhere to be seen. So he panicked. He ran to the front of the store, got a security guard, and the security guard said, "Well, we have cameras, so we can look for him up and down the aisles in the store." And sure enough, they spotted him sitting on the floor of a toy aisle with tears streaming down his face. And in that moment, his father saw him, but he didn't know he was being seen. And so the father was able to get on the intercom and say, "Here I am. Don't be afraid. Just stay still and wait. I'm coming for you." Have you ever felt like that little boy? Have you ever been in a moment where you felt lost? Where you felt like God didn't see you? God was nowhere to be found? That you'd been abandoned and left behind? Have you ever felt like that in your relationship with God? Well, the people of Israel were feeling that way in the 64th chapter of Isaiah. At this moment in Israel's history, most scholars believe, Israel had been through a really painful time. The Babylonian army had come in and destroyed the city of Jerusalem, torn down the temple. It may be at this point in the book of Isaiah that some of the people who were exiled are beginning to return, but they're returning to a city in rubble. And the people were feeling like God had abandoned them. You could hear it in the words that Brant read. "You have turned your face from us. You were angry with us. You have abandoned us." And the passage opens with this gut-wrenching cry, "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down." Have you felt that way? Oh, God, that you would just tear open the heavens and come down and fix this pain in my life, or fix this war in our world, or fix the climate, or fix whatever it is that is breaking our hearts. I think we know how it feels to be that little boy on the toy aisle, or to be Israel in a moment of misery and loss. And if we can identify with those feelings, then we need to lean in and hear the prophet this morning. The prophet Isaiah speaks on behalf of the people, and he speaks to the people, reminding them of who they are and whose they are. The first thing he does is lament for them. He puts into words all that they are feeling. And I think it's so important for us to realize and recognize that there's a place for lament in our life together, in our life with God. Whether it's through the Psalms or through so many of the prophets, there are words there for us to put and express together this feeling of, "God, where are you?" Because it's a very human feeling. And so the prophet expresses that for the people. "Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down. You've turned away from us. Where are you, God?" And then the prophet takes them on a little bit of a journey that is much like our journey through Advent. He first calls them to remember. But we do remember how you came to us before. We remember how you were present to us before. And we recount all of the ways that you have been faithful to us. And maybe that's a good practice for us too, when we find ourselves feeling forsaken and lost, to remember those ways and those times when we have felt God's presence, God's love. Maybe God didn't fix everything, but we knew that God held us and loved us and saw us in our pain. So we're called in this season to remember. Maybe it would be helpful for you to spend some time writing down the ways you've experienced God's faithfulness in the past, and ways that we've experienced that together as a people. Remember. Then the prophet calls them to repent. Now, we think of repentance as a word that comes up more in the season of Lent as we're getting ready for Easter, but it's an important practice in the season of Advent as well. To take a good long look at ourselves and see how perhaps we have wandered away from God. The prophet reminds the people that they weren't always faithful either. And like them, we chase after other gods. We put trust in our own selves and our own power in the ways of the world. We're very self-sufficient. There are many other things we put before God in our lives. And maybe there are ways we have turned from God rather than God turning from us. So there's an invitation to repent. And if you've heard me talk about repentance, you've heard it before, that the word literally in the Greek means to turn. To repent does not mean to grovel and feel bad about ourselves, but it means to turn back into right relationship with God, to turn back to the one who sees us and loves us just as we are. So perhaps in this season of Advent, we might take some time for self-reflection and name and recognize the ways we have turned from God and put our trust in other things. Remember, the prophet says, repent, turn back to God, the prophet says. And then he says that word that is so hard for us, wait. Wait for the Lord. It's hard when you're standing in a city in rubble and you want God to tear open the heavens and come down and make everything right. It's hard when you're walking through a season of life, whether it's walking through a difficult diagnosis or the breakdown of a relationship or seeing the injustice all around us in our world or all of the things and the wars and the things that weigh on us. It is hard to wait. But the season of Advent reminds us that our waiting is not a giving up or a being passive. We are a people who wait with hope, who know and trust that God is coming, that God is already at work in the world, even if we don't yet have eyes to see it. And we are invited to be participating and preparing the way for the work of reconciliation and justice and healing and love that God is already doing. We wait in hope. We wait in trust. We wait and stand still, hearing the voice of God saying, hold on, I see you. Stay still. Don't be afraid. I'm coming. Thanks be to God.
Day, I invite you to stand as we say together our affirmation of faith as printed in your bulletin. We are not alone. We live in God's world. We believe in God who has created and is creating, who has come in Jesus, the Word made flesh, to reconcile and make new, who works in us and others by the Spirit. We trust in God. We are called to be the church, to celebrate God's presence, to love and serve others, to seek justice and resist evil, to proclaim Jesus crucified and risen, our judge and our hope. In life, in death, in life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen. Would you please be seated? As we come to our time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. If you'd like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout this week, please follow the link under Contact Us on our website, or you can fill out a gray card that can be found in the pew rack in front of you. Please take note of the prayer requests listed in your bulletin and keep these names and situations in your heart throughout the week, praying for God's realization for the realization of God's presence in each of those situations. And also, I'd ask you to take the time to let us know of anything going on in the life of the community that we may not know about. You are the greatest source of information, the greatest way for us to caretake for you. So please help your church staff out by letting us know what's going on. Today, you'll see a rose on the altar. So we ask, as we celebrate the life of Robert Beau Tompkins Cherry IV, who was born on October 6th, to Kristen and Rob Cherry. We also want to mourn those who mourn with us, our church members, Wallace, Carol, Russ, and Lauren Lesturgeon, who mourned the passing of Wallace's brother, Murray Lesturgeon, on November 13th. We also lift up Emily Daugherty and her family as they mourn the death of her grandmother, Christine Daugherty, who passed away November 25th in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And then we also want to lift up Melanie Paulson as she mourns the death of her mother, Cornelia Polk, who passed away on November 25th. Would you please go to the Lord in prayer with me? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. God, we give thanks today for this promise that you make real in our lives every day. You draw close to us. You call us by name. You carry us when we are unwell. You lead us to places of abundance and peace. You sustain us with your living water. Your Son, our Savior, came in order to reveal how close you really are to all of us. You send us your Holy Spirit to guide our lives, and you offer us hope for an eternal relationship with you. We give thanks for your making us and all of creation your priority. Thank you for coming yourself into this earth so that we might know your love personally and be filled by its goodness. Thank you for changing our trajectories, for guiding us through the crushing waves and blazing fires in our lives. And God, we remember that you promised to listen and to hear and to know each of us personally and to be involved in our lives. And so, God, as we remember your faithfulness, we offer up those things to you which sit heavy upon our hearts. And those things that bring us joy, we offer them to you in trust and in praise. We give thanks, O God, for this day, for this opportunity to worship you, to give ourselves back to you, and be filled by you and your presence, by your Spirit, as we go out into the world to share the love that you have offered back to us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for this day. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let us now gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. Those of you joining us online, you're invited to give via the options listed on the screen. While here in the sanctuary, we will pass offering plates down the rows. May we give with joy to the God who has been so generous to us.
also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
It is right, and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, loving God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets, who looked for that day when justice shall roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream, when nation shall not lift up sword against nation, and neither shall they learn war anymore. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn singing.
Seated. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ, whom you sent in the fullness of time to be a light to all the world. By your tender mercy, you have brought the dawn from on high to break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness, and to guide our feet to the way of peace. Your own Son came among us as a servant to be Emmanuel, your presence with us. He humbled himself in obedience to your will and freely accepted death on a cross. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us, as together we proclaim the mystery of faith. Your Holy Spirit on this gift of bread and the cup to all of us who are gathered. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood.
By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
My family in Christ, this is the body of Emmanuel, God with us, given for us. And this is the blood of Christ, the cup of grace poured out for you and for me and for all. Grace upon grace. The table is set, and Jesus Christ himself is our host, and that means that everyone is welcome at this table. You do not need to be a United Methodist or a member of this church or anything at all except yourself. You have a place at this table. If this is your first time receiving in this particular congregation, however, I have a few words of instruction to help you along the way. We will invite everyone to come and kneel at the altar rails as they are able. Our choir will be served first, followed by our friends in the transept and balcony, and then the rest of us in the center section can come forward. Just make your way to any place that is open at the altar rails. If you'll have your hands open, that will let our servers know you have yet to be served. All of the elements are gluten-free. After you have received, you're welcome to stay in prayer at the altar rails as long as you would like. If you're unable or feel uncomfortable coming forward, I'll be making my way around the sanctuary with the prepackaged elements. If you'll just wave to me and let me know, I can come and serve you in that way. Each month when we gather at the communion table, we have an opportunity to give to one of the ministry partners that we work with in the community. December's communion offering will actually go in-house to our pastor's discretionary fund. This is a fund that we use to respond to the immediate needs of those neighbors who come to our doors needing help with utility bills, a bus ticket back home, or things like that. And we've used this account to buy life-saving medications, to help with expenses from a medical procedure, and more. So this is a very concrete way for us to love our neighbors as God has loved us. There are plates to gather those gifts as you come forward, or you can give online as you feel led. My friends, our place is here at Christ's table. May we all gather and receive the grace that is offered. for what we have received together. You have given yourself to us, Lord. Your love has made us a new people. Your glory has filled our hearts. Amen. And now may the longing of O come, Emmanuel, the longing that all should be made right in the world and in our lives, motivate us now to wait with trust and faith and joy, and to shine the light of Christ today and every day. Amen.